This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Six-pack of NFL questions. Usually do it on Thursday. Wednesday this week. Did the college one yesterday. Gator went first yesterday. I will receive today.
All right, here we go, Doug. First question, has Bo Nix caught Jaden Daniels in the Rookie of the Year race?
All right, here I go, feigning interest in an individual award again, but...
Answer the damn question.
I'm going to. It's too early, of course. I vote for one award, and my ballot rarely resembles the finalists, because I really do a deep dive on non-skill position players, and in this particular case, I'd be taking a strong look at Brock Bowers, Jared Verse, and there's so much football to be played. But if I have to vote right now... I'll vote for Jaden Daniels over Bo Nix and the other two.
Is there a reason why? Or are you just?
I'm more impressed with him so far than I am Bo Nix. Bo Nix is coming on, but I think Jaden Daniels has the chance to be an NFL quarterback cheat code.
These are probably my two favorite quarterbacks in the draft. I think I would have taken Caleb Williams ahead of Bo Nix, but I would have taken Jaden Daniels ahead of Caleb Williams. So, do I think that Nix has overtaken him? Yes, I do. I think the Commanders have gotten very stale. Daniels hasn't been the same since his injury. He's been playing, but he's just not the same guy. And I just wonder if Cliff Kingsbury, if that effect is done, because that's usually what happens with Cliff. Nix has been fantastic. Over his last 10 games, he's helped the Broncos to a 7-3 record in that time. He's thrown 16 touchdown passes and only two interceptions during that time. Now, on the season, Daniels has rushed for more yards, but Nix has accounted for more touchdowns. And don't sleep on Bo Nix as a runner either. He's got 300 yards rushing and four touchdowns. I think Bo Nix has done a better job overall with the full body of work. And it's tough to ignore that hot start that Jaden Daniels got off to. But both teams are 7-5, and the Broncos are trending up.
I think Bo Nix has caught Jaden Daniels. And it's actually kind of incredible if you really paid attention to how Bo Nix started this year. He was terrible. Like, he didn't throw a touchdown. I think his first professional touchdown throw was not till like week 4 or 5. But he's kind of caught fire the last, 7 weeks here or so.
Did he catch a touchdown before he threw one?
He might have. I mean, it was that bad in the beginning. But as bad as he was then, he's really, really good now. And I think he has caught Daniels. Daniels was really hot to start the year, of course, in talks for that, early if you had to vote for the MVP type stuff. Then it was all over the talk shows and everything. But really... has kind of cooled down tremendously since then. Nix, maybe it's the Sean Payton thing. And also, I think the Broncos have a worse team than Commanders, I think, player for player. So I'm more impressed with what Nix is doing. All right, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, they're both having phenomenal years. And we already know about Gibbs and Monty. Is the running back position officially back in the NFL?
Yes, it's back. But there aren't enough great backs for every NFL team. I also think it's a product of having better offensive lines that are being put together in the league. And because the league's become more pass-heavy, the run has been a really nice change-up. But like all things, I also think it's cyclical. Right now, we're starting to see a resurgence in the running back, but at some point, it's going to revert back. But good news for running backs, they can get paid now in the offseason.
Without question, it's back. Last year, one team averaged more than 142 yards a game on the ground, and it was Baltimore, and that was mostly because of their quarterback as much as anything. This year, there are five teams doing it. Last year, there were four running backs averaging over 5 yards a carry. This year, there are seven. There's more talk about Saquon Barkley winning NFL MVP. Only one running back has won that award since 2006. And you know what the best part about all of this?
Tell me.
Our GM was ahead of the curve, went against conventional wisdom, and drafted a running back in the first round with a bunch of people screaming that you can't do that.
I kind of do question if it's back. Because I'll say this. It can't just be 1 or 2 years. For something to be back, man, give me, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. And Saquon and Derrick Henry are having a phenomenal years, like I stated. But I think to find out if a position's really back, they need to start getting paid, Gator. And I know you've been a big proponent of getting running backs paid. So we'll see if this starts the ball rolling for running backs to really get paid, because that's when I know the position is back. Otherwise, if they don't pay them, then is it really back? They just go back and try to find some cheaper option to do similar type production. What I think is back, though, and should always be back and should always be around, is the offensive line, because that's what makes these running backs and these offenses go so well. All right, last week I asked, what team has been most disappointing so far? This week I want to ask you guys, what player has been most disappointing?
It's got to be Aaron Rodgers. And the hardest part for Jets fans is that he ranks so far behind former Jet Sam Darnold in quarterback rating, and their record is 6 wins behind Sam Darnold. Geno Smith, another former Jet, he's 0.4 percentage point behind Aaron Rodgers in quarterback rating. And he's got twice as many wins. I'm going Aaron Rodgers.
I will agree. It's Aaron Rodgers. The Jets acquired him and his brood to win, and they've only done it 3 times in games where he started. Now the dumpster fire is in full blaze. I love the fact that that's going on, and it's all because of him. They've wasted good running backs. They've wasted a very good defense, and they allow this prima donna to go out there and try to run the team. Woody Johnson, the owner, wise to question whether or not he should even be playing at this point. Woody Johnson is also an idiot, though, for signing off on getting Rodgers in the first place.
All right, I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud. I expected a lot more out of him this year. He has 9 interceptions already. He only had 5 all of last year. Yeah, they're in first place, but they're 7-5, and that division's weak. I just expected this bigger growth that he... I mean, yeah, last year was unexpected, but we thought, all right, that's just the beginning. But sometimes I think really early success can be bad, and then maybe you don't take those necessary steps to continually get better. Obviously, he's had some injuries, but they did bring in those guys. Diggs was on the team, he was playing like this when Diggs wasn't hurt. So Nico got hurt, of course, but Mixon has been a great, something to lean on as far as the running back position, but still for Stroud, he hasn't put it all together yet. They're still in first place, though, so he's got time, but so far, disappointing for me. All right, speaking of disappointing, the Bengals, they're 4-7. They're trying to hold out hope for any playoff spot they can get, some wild card. They're not out of it yet, mathematically. So this week, apparently, Coach Zach Taylor brought back ping pong tables. That's right, they got rid of them earlier in the year because they were doing renovations, apparently. But now they're bringing back the ping pong tables for locker room energy. Will ping pong tables get the Bengals back into the playoffs?
No. But they do have enough talent offensively to compete, at least. Their defense is atrocious. They have no pass rush outside of Hendrickson. And perhaps they should take a chance on James Houston, maybe, to try to improve that if maybe a change of scenery does him good. Ultimately, I think it's just too much to overcome despite having one of the best quarterback-wide receiver combos in the game. But they can make it interesting in the AFC, and they will always be a tough matchup. So that's a team to be wary of anytime you play them.
Yeah, and let me throw in Chase Brown. He's very talented. I think you're right. Burrow, the quarterback wide receiver combo, Chase Brown, the offense gives him a big better chance than ping pong tables. However, belief is a crazy thing. And if you believe it's because of the ping pong tables, it doesn't matter. Run with it. Roll with it. We got the ping pong tables back. Let's go. That's what you're selling in that locker room.
All right, I'm going to go out on a crazy limb. I think table tennis gets them in the playoffs. Wow. Here's why. All right, I'm going to carve out a path. All right, that's what I'm going to do here. The Colts, we just saw them. They're not that good. Tua is one hit away from the Dolphins not even, you know, going back to what they were with who was their quarterback, Skylar Thompson, you know, Tyler Huntley. They're not good without Tua. The Broncos, as much as I've been impressed by Bo Nix, they're being led by a rookie quarterback, and that could go astray at any moment. Those are the three teams ahead of the Bengals. You've mentioned, guys, all the talent they have on offense. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are actually having a tremendous, outstanding season offensively. Stat-wise, if you play fantasy football, you know they're putting up numbers. They just aren't getting any wins. They've got the talent, and maybe all they needed was a ping pong ball. All right, Jerry Jones said this week that it's not a crazy idea to extend coach Mike McCarthy. I mean, seriously, guys, what are the chances McCarthy is the Cowboys coach next year?
So you look at the individual that's making the decision, and you go, okay, how crazy is this person? And I got Jerry at close to 90% crazy. So I think there's a 90% chance that McCarthy's back and gets an extension.
My 51 says that he won't be back next year. But for once, I think Jerry has said the right thing publicly, and there's going to be some great options in the head coaching market, including Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. But don't sleep on Mike Vrabel. I think Mike Vrabel is going to be a very popular candidate in the offseason.
Wow, you got it kind of close, like a coin flip almost, Gary, yeah. Like McCarthy's back. I'm with you, Doug. You said 90% chance
yeah.
he's back?
Yeah.
Well, I got it the other way. I got 2% because Jerry's crazy. There's no way they can bring back Mike McCarthy, right? Like, this man, the thing about Jerry Jones is being crazy, he's also old. He's got no time for this. If he can get someone like a Vrabel or someone like a Belichick, he has to win now. He can't play the long game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, last one, guys. It's the second ever Black Friday game this year between the Chiefs and Raiders. What's more likely, the NFL adds a second Black Friday game, or they add a game on Wednesday, the biggest bar night of the year, or just leave it as it is?
I mean, I suppose you could say leave it as it is, but no, I think the likely thing is that you add another Black Friday game. I don't think they want to shorten the week any more than they already have for teams. So having them go on such short notice, like having a Wednesday game, I don't think that makes sense. Unless they add a Saturday game the week before Thanksgiving, but I don't think that they want to intrude on college football that much. They're already doing enough. I think they're going to leave that one alone. So I think the adding another Friday game seems likely.
The NFL is like a Bond villain, and they're all about world domination. So they don't care about college football. They absolutely will add a Saturday game so they can add a Wednesday game, so they can work out the scheduling algorithm or linear equation to try and play a game on 8 nights a week, because that's what the NFL wants when this is all said and done. They're going to add a Wednesday game.
Yeah, you know this, guys. I've been on record saying it's only a matter of time when the NFL has a game every day of the week. And they're going to add a Wednesday game. They're going to market the biggest bar night of the year as the biggest football night of the year. It's easy. It's a layup. It's sitting there right for them. They probably will add a second Friday night game, too, while they're at it, Gator. They've been this whole time, they said they won't do a Friday night game because of high school football. They don't care. All they care about is money. Wednesday game is coming soon, guys. Book it.
And there it is. That concludes the Wide Night Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy.